Evidence points to human remains at home linked to Kristen Smart's killing, sheriff says. Arroyo Grande, California. A California sheriff said Friday that evidence suggests human remains were present at a home connected to the man convicted of killing Kristen Smart, a 19-year-old college student who went missing in 1996. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson said they cannot say whether the remains are those of Smart or whether authorities will seek another warrant to start digging on Susan Flores' property. Her son, Paul Flores, was convicted in 2022 of killing Smart, whose body has never been found. The search began Wednesday after authorities served a warrant Wednesday at the home in the central coast town of Arroyo Grande, more than 150 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Authorities have not specified what prompted the search, but scientists specializing in human decomposition and soil took samples from the ground. "We believe that based on what we're looking at evidence-wise, scientific evidence, that a human's remains were there at one time or still there. We can't call it Kristen, but there's evidence to support human remains," Parkinson said during a news conference. Smart went missing from California Polytechnic State University in May 1996 after returning from an off-campus party. Prosecutors alleged she was killed during an attempted rape and that the last person she was seen with was Paul Flores, a fellow student. She was declared legally dead in 2002. The decades-old case has captivated the public, fueled in part by a podcaster who helped investigators by bringing forward additional witnesses. Chris Lambert of the Your Own Backyard podcast first reported the search of the home. "We remain hopeful that this current search will be successful and look forward to the outcome," the Smart family said in a statement, adding that they continue to feel the amazing support of the local community, which provides us with great strength to continue this journey to bring Kristen home. Parkinson, the sheriff, said Friday he was not sure how long they would search the property, but that Susan Flores could not return until investigators felt they were finished. "We are not leaving that house until we are sure that we have checked everything," he said. Attempts to reach Susan Flores for comment this week have not been successful. She has never faced criminal charges related to the case. Parkinson said the property has changed over the years and investigators have to move items to deploy ground-penetrating radar, which can detect anomalies. He said they might need multiple search warrants to dig, including excavating cement. Tim Nelligan, an expert in soil vapor testing, confirmed by phone Thursday that he was on the premises, gathering samples from the yards of Flores and a neighbor. He said his team has, in general, come up with a methodology to assess soil vapor and its relation to human cadaver decomposition, but that he could not discuss the current investigation. Soil vapor sampling, which is an evolving science, involves collecting underground gas samples to detect volatile organic compounds associated with human decomposition. Lambert, the podcaster, said he did not know much about the search, but was optimistic investigators could locate Smart's body. He said past searches of Susan Flores' home have never been thorough. "This property in particular has been overlooked for quite some time," he said Thursday in front of the house. Paul Flores and his father, Ruben Flores, were arrested in 2021. Prosecutors alleged Smart's remains were buried on Ruben Flores' property and later moved. He was acquitted of accessory charges. That property is different from the one currently being searched. Paul Flores was sentenced in March 2023 to prison, where he has been physically attacked at least twice. In 2024, a judge ruled that he must pay just over $350,000 to Smart's family for costs they incurred after her death. The family has said it would forego restitution if Flores would tell them where the woman's body was. Flores' attorney, Harold Messick, said in 2024 that the defense did not know where her remains are. Flores maintains his innocence. By Haven Daly and Janie Haar.